Kevin, this last week, and to all of our listeners, we have just experienced a wonderful conference called the International Association of Home Staging Professionals Convention for the year 2004. And it was here in the San Francisco Bay Area from Wednesday evening until Saturday night. We ended with the Academy Awards presentation of home staging, and people came from all over the North American continent, specifically the U.S., almost every state, as well as Canada. The food was great, the sessions were great, and the greatest thing of all were the wonderful women and men that came and the ideas that they shared, and it was just so positive. I thought of you, Kevin, because of Positive Choice Talk Radio. This convention, I didn't hear one negative thing. Isn't that something?
Oh, that's wonderful. And you guys had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun, and we worked really hard. We staged a 4,000-square-foot house on Friday afternoon that was a beautiful property, two-story, $2 million house in a city called Pleasanton, which is East Bay, California, out of San Francisco, and just a gorgeous property, about almost an acre, not quite, with beautiful backyards, front yards, gardening, and then the inside, just very huge, spacious rooms with those gorgeous curved stairways that go up, you know, with the pillars and incredible chandeliers. It was quite the treat. So as we start today, what I'd like to do is introduce my thought for the show, which is a positive thought for each week. And then I have four guests, everyone, that I want to introduce you to one by one, and they come from different areas of the country. Each one of them, I'm going to ask them what was the hottest idea they heard at our staging convention that you can use in your home right now. You don't have to sell to stage your property, whether you live in an apartment, condominium, townhome, or single-family home. We can stage our homes every day because our life's a stage, and so is our house. So today's thought for the show is I control my life with the decisions that I make, and that has to do with your environment as well. This thought comes from a deck of cards, Kevin, that I got called the Goddess Cards. What do you think, man? Do you like that?
Yeah, where'd you get them?
Well, you can get them in a bookstore, and Linnell Hartman, who is one of my guests, I'll introduce a little bit later on. She brought them to me from Minneapolis, and I just treasure them already. And they're affirmation cards, 36 of them. And every day I just pull one out, and today, I honest to God, they're all over the counter, and I just picked one up, and it says this. This is a gift, which is that thought, to control your life with the decisions you make when you believe your life has spun out of control. The root of most problems is poor decision-making. Take responsibility for your present situation. It is the result of your past decisions. That's really amazing, and it's true. You can get where you want to be by making better decisions. Using an oracle can help you develop your decision-making ability. And so there, to me, using a reading and listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio is a wonderful way to also think about the positive choices that we have, because those positive choices, Kevin, are the decisions that we make.
They are, and we have got the ability to make any choice that we choose, and making a positive one is much better.
It really is. It's a happier way to live your life, and I really believe the guru is within. A lot of people say, well, I listen to this guru or whatever. Well, it's great to have input and advice. We have a religious leaders we look to, spiritual leaders we look to, motivational people around us. And inside of you, though, you have your own creativity and genius. And so listening to that with the outside you surround yourself with the people that you bring into your life and allow to have space with you in your stage called your life, it gives me joy to have us talk a little bit on the theme of this show about making those positive decisions. And so the first guest I want to introduce you to is a lady that lives where I grew up, and she's from Wichita, Kansas, and that's the heart of the country, Kevin.
Yes, you know, it is.
Right there on the map. Great people come from Wichita, I must say, and live there, and her name is Jackie Riggins, and she's on the show with us right now. Jackie, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Barb?
I'm just doing great.
And, awesome.
And I know that you're remote, and I'm going to have you speak up just a little louder.
Okay.
To the mouthpiece of the phone that you're on, because we bring our guests by phone from all over the world, and Jackie is an accredited staging professional master, which means that she's had the Ultimate in Training, and she also is one of our trainers, Kevin, at StageTomes.com.
Oh, wow.
Well, she is, and she gives wonderful courses of how to stage your property, whether you're selling it or moving in or living in it. And those classes she conducts are in areas such as Kansas and Missouri and also Texas and Oklahoma. And so, Jackie, it's just a joy to welcome you to the show. And you were at the convention last week, weren't you?
Absolutely.
What did you think about it?
It was a wonderful camaraderie experience. It was just fantastic. These folks came from all over the world. It was just phenomenal, the camaraderie that everyone had. Very positive outflow.
Now, there were many breakout sessions, or workshop sessions we can even call them, where people shared ideas about simple, inexpensive ways to make a change in your environment. And to all of our listeners, you know, anyone can say, oh, you know, you got to go out and put out there $25,000 to make changes. And yours truly, Barb Schwarz, doesn't come from that place. You know, sure, it's fun to go shopping. Let's get the biggest bang for the dollars that we put out there. And one of the themes, Kevin, and Jackie knows this, of course, of the convention was how to take what you already have and turn it into magic, and also inexpensive ideas that can give a big impact or focal point in a room. And so, Jackie, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit and tell us and describe for us what was one of the ideas that you really liked that you would recommend to our listeners to use.
Well, it's very hard in some of the children's rooms, you know, if you work with a theme. And one of the ladies brought to the table at the convention in the sessions to use the old racks, the bookcase racks that are, they come in squares and you can throw the little kids' toys or whatever in them. Well, you can also take those apart and each panel you can put on the back of a wall. And I thought, well, that'd be great for a headboard for a bed, and actually put cork board on it, and then the kids could actually use their push pins and put their little pictures or something very special to their heart. Then again, bringing the child's involvement into the staging. It was a wonderful idea.
So let's talk about that a little bit more. How would someone listening go about making one of those? Literally, what would they do?
They literally just take a pen or a needle, or excuse me, a nail, put it into the wall. You could take four separate ones. You could take a little bit of hot glue, put the cork board in a different direction on the back or on the front of the wire, and or you could wire it to it even, and then all they have to do is use the push pins and hang it on the wall.
So we're talking about taking cork board and turning that into like an easel for the wall or a picture for the wall.
Absolutely.
And then the children, Kevin, can do their artwork and put that up and rotate that. And you could actually have a series of perhaps even four of these in a row, Kevin, or you could have, you know, a hierarchy where you had three above the head of the bed and then two above that and one above that. So it was almost like a triangle up above the bed. And then that would be continuing rotation of their artwork. So, Jackie, I suppose you could do a collection on them, or you could just frame each week, rather feature a special picture on each cork board. Is that, what do you think?
Absolutely. There's so many alternate ideas that you can use with them. You could bring in pictures off of the calendar and actually put them on it just to add a little splash of color.
Now, what else did you see and learn that you really liked?
Just the different individuals from all over the world that showed up and shared all their ideas, even at the breaks of the breakout sessions, was, I mean, the creativity that was swarming in this convention was just awesome. It got the creative juices flowing for everyone.
Our breakout sessions were 50 minutes long. That's 5-0, Kevin. So we had 10-minute breaks between, and we used a lot of visuals, so we actually staged the ballrooms, of course, with vignettes of little bistro tables and rugs And we had a lot of ideas with slides that people brought in from all of their work around the country. And one of the gals, Linda Winchester, and someone else that I'm going to interview may talk about it, but we can talk about it more than once because there is so much to it. When I hear Jackie talk about the corkboard on the wall, one of the things that Linda did, because she makes big displays for model homes, and what she has done is to take like a slide picture. Kevin, she took a picture of like a football. She blew it up. She then put it on the wall. So she forecast it onto the wall, you know, just projected the picture onto the wall. You could do that in various ways. She took regular poster board or cardboard, put that on the wall so the picture projected itself onto that cardboard. Kevin, are you with me?
I am.
Then what she did was she sketched around the regular picture. So it's like if I take a slide of a football and then I put it in a slide projector and I blow it up by taking the projector farther back in the room, the bigger, the farther you bring your slide projector back from the wall, like if it's clear across the room, the bigger the football is going to appear on the wall that you're putting
right,
it on.
Right. But then, now, if you don't have a slide projector, could she use even a flashlight to do something?
Sure, you could do that. I think a lot of people, maybe their parents or a friend has a slide projector. A lot of us don't have the budgets to get the projectors for PowerPoint presentations. So you could use an overhead projector, which you can borrow. But a lot of people, and I'm dating myself from the old days, have slide projectors, or our family does or something. And so that comes to my mind first. And you don't need a screen. You just use your wall in your bedroom or living room. If you have pictures on the wall there, just take them down, and now you've got a clear palette because you just want to keep the wall plain. So put the projector clear across the room. Then when you put the slide in, it makes the football look really big. If you bring the projector close to the wall, it's going to get smaller and smaller, and we want it to look big. So we took the projector clear across the room. We blasted up on the wall by letting that slide projector show it. And then we walked over to the wall, put a big piece of butcher paper or cardboard or something, and we sketched around the actual projection of that football on the wall. Now when you turn off the slide projector, you've got a football that you traced from the slide on the wall. Kevin, now tell me if this doesn't make sense.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. So now, if I tried to draw that freehand, I might blow it. I might, you know, if I got on my knees.
Oh, I would, certainly.
Okay, so by having it projected on the wall, it works. Then you cut that out, and what Linda did, our speaker, Linda Winchester, she painted it, and then where she had drawn in the stripes on the football, she painted those in, you know, like the brown and then the white. And then Jackie, she used, like, lacing, like shoelaces, didn't she? Jackie?
Yes.
To pretend like that's where the football was stitched. Kevin, that became, as Jackie saw, the headboard for a boys' room.
Really cool idea.
It was really cool. You could do that with a soccer ball picture or a base bat and ball. A base bat, is that what you call them? Yeah, base bats. I haven't swung a base bat for a while.
A baseball bat?
A baseball bat. I was missing the word ball. I knew it.
Yeah.
So a baseball bat. So you could use any sports equipment by taking a picture of it and then putting it up on the wall and then tracing around it. You could even trace on the actual wall where you're going to do it, too, and just paint it on the wall. Linda did it with cardboard and three-dimensional so that it would be three-dimensional. And so, Jackie, when you talked about the, you know, the corkboard, that reminded me of that. Now, let's tell everybody about your next class that's coming up. Where are you going to be teaching next, Jackie?
The next class that I'm having is June 10th and 11th in Dallas, Texas. We've got a great group of gals, and actually I think I have one male coming to the class. It's in Dallas at the Sheraton Suites. It's going to be a phenomenal turnout. This will be one of our first times down there of other trainers going down. Barb has been down there before, but a great area. We're getting huge response down there.
There's a real need, and I know we're going to take a break here just in a second. I just wanted to make sure that we got that in. And so repeat those dates again.
June 10th and 11th in Dallas, Texas.
June 10th and 11th in Dallas, Texas. Now, any of you listening, let me give you two places that you could start to register, or maybe you just say, you know, we want more information. One is to go to stagedhomes.com. That's S-T-A-G-E-D. AGEDHOMES.com and click on the course calendar, and it will show you information about Jackie's class. The other is to call the toll-free number we have here, and we will email you information, and that's 800-392-7161. I'll repeat, 800-392-7161. And you may not live in Dallas, but maybe you have an aunt that lives there and you want to go visit her like I do. So you could go down and see your aunt and take the class with Jackie. Or maybe you have a friend in Dallas that you could say, hey, I hear StageRooms.com is going to be giving a class down there, and you'll learn a lot of creative ideas to do in your home, either for selling, for moving in a new place, or staging your property to live in it. So, Jackie Riggins, I want to say thank you very, very much for being on the show. It's a real treat having you.
And I want to thank you, Barb. You're a great hostess.
Well, we are very proud of what you're doing and all the people you're helping, and I'll have you on the show again soon. And thanks for sharing the idea about the cork board. That's really cool, and it's very inexpensive for people to do.
Well, thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day back in Kansas.
Yeah, she's headed back, but first she's still in the Bay Area. We're doing some getting together of our trainers before they go back. And Kevin, later this week, StageTones.com is moving into a big, new, beautiful office.
Let's talk about that after the break, can't we?
So, everybody, please stay tuned. We'll be right back, and we have more exciting guests for you. The next guest up is Joey O'Donnell, and she is a very special lady, also like Jackie is. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. Everything's a positive choice, and that's the choice we want to make. This is Barb Schwarz with Staging Life with Barb, and I think of home staging, decorating, also our life, because we want to get the clutter out of our houses, but we also want to get the clutter out of our mind. So we talk about many things on our show, Staging Life with Barb. It's really a great pleasure to introduce you to my second guest, and her name is Joanne, but we call her Joey. And Joey O'Donnell, her home is in Oakland, California, in the Greater Bay Area. And Joey, how are you today?
I'm just fine, Barb. How are you?
I'm doing so great, and it's just a joy to have you on the show. Thank you for agreeing to come on. You were on at the convention last week as well of the home stagers from around the world, and what idea did you love the most that you heard? I know there were many, but which one do you want to tell our listeners about?
Well, the one that just really blew me away, because it's something that I'm not good at, was the idea of making a valance out of a piece of cardboard for a window, making a valance out of a piece of cardboard, some spray glue, and a piece of material. It was just amazing how easy it looked.
It is so easy and amazing, and Joey's going to walk us through that. Kevin, I want you to think about your own home, and Eric, you too. And everybody, Eric's our producer on the show, and without Eric, we wouldn't have the ability to be on the air. So thank you, Eric.
And he does a good job.
Well, he does, Kevin, he does. And so for you two gentlemen, as well as the women listening, I want you to think about a window in your house where you say, you know, I'd like to have a little bit more interest there, and what could I do? But I don't have a big budget. How could I do it? And so remember what Joy just said. You're going to make this valance out of cardboard. That's right, a cardboard box or a piece of cardboard. Now, Joey, tell us how we would do that.
Well, basically, you take a piece of cardboard that's, it seems like a rectangle would be most likely, but it's the size that would be a bit bigger than the window that you have. And you would first choose some of those supports that you use on the shelving that has those metal rods. So you take those supports in a small size where one side of it would be maybe about 4 inches long, the side that sticks out.
And I'm going to refine that just a second. So for our listeners, and Kevin, for you and me too, these would be those cheap little funky gray brackets that you put up in your garage. And, you know, it's shaped like an L. And one is the part you screw into the wall on the 2x4, and the top of the L comes facing straight at you, and you lay a shelf on top of that.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. You can pick them up. You can pick them up at like Home Depot or any place. Really cheap.
Yeah, and they come really, really wide for 12-inch shelves, or you can get them really, really narrow for little baby shelves. So that's what Joy's talking about, is just buying some of those inexpensive gray. They're just plain gray, little teeny or big ones, depending on your window and how far you want it to stick out, because instead of putting a shelf on it, you're going to put the cardboard valance on it. So Joy said that was step number one, is decide how wide you want it to stick out. So what's next, Joy?
Well, you determine how you make the template for the cardboard based on what the depth of that L bracket is, because you want it to be the same so it'll be flush with the window. And then you just all the way around will score it, so that you'll be able to bend it and cut it at the top where it's kind of tucking into itself, and then you cover that with first the I guess it's called batting, that is a cushioning that you can buy in any store that sells fabric, and then cover that with the fabric.
Either a liner fabric or a soft quilting liner fabric. And so I want to help visualize this a little bit, because you're doing a great job, Joy. And for our listeners, we don't have the ability to see it. So when you think of screwing those two gray L brackets above your window, Kevin, and this is great that you're a man, because, bless your heart, you get this. All of us can get this together.
Well, the shelf part I get, and you have to walk me through the rest.
All right, so let's pretend then that above your window you're going to put those brackets. And instead of a shelf, you're going to take a piece of cardboard and you're going to stick it up on top, all right? But you've got to bend it down at the end of those brackets so it'll come down in front of the window. So you've got the flat part on top of the bracket, and then you've got the other part that you bend down that's going to come over the top of the window. Does that make sense, Kevin?
Yes, it does. So it's kind of like an L.
Like an L. So if you've got it, all of us have got it.
No idea how true that is.
And then, well, you know, you don't do this every day of the week, so you're a good sport. So then it would be cut almost as wide as the window, only a little bit extra on each end. And when Joy talked about tucking the ends in, you know, when you fold that down towards you and it's covering the top of the window, you're going to have some over the sides of the window, aren't you? So you're going to need to cut that and tuck it back in. You have an end on each one. So go from there, Joey. Go, girl, go.
So you also want to have some kind of a, not just a box front to it, but some kind of a decorative shape to the bottom of it. And you can do that by, you know, putting some kind of a template over it, that allows you to have a curve in it, as an example.
Okay, so what's a template? So for those that are listening, we want to be very graphic. So what is a template? That would be
Well, you
pattern.
Would use maybe a piece of butcher paper to draw your template so that it would be even on both sides, you know, where you would put it in two, fold it in two, and then cut in a pattern along one end of it so that you'd have an even pattern on both sides, and then put that down on your cardboard and cut according to that pattern.
So just to feed that back and reinterpret, because that you did such a great job. This is being done, of course, on the air, and it's really good when we can see it in our mind's eye. So Joey's talking about having a curve, perhaps, on the bottom of that cardboard that you fold towards you. So it's just not this straight edge for your valance.
Uh-huh.
So now, when she says template, that means do you want it, you know, like Pinking Shears, Jiggity Jag, only big? Or do you want it curvy so you have a soft curve? Do you want points coming down where you could have something that she's going to tell you about in a minute? I don't want to spoil it. So do you want a straight edge to your valance, or do you want a curvy edge? And that's the template Joy's talking about. So that piece pulled towards you over the window, you want to decide what kind of edge you want on it. Now go from there, girl.
And then after you've done that and you've glued the the batting or whatever. I mean, I can't think of what you call that. I'm sorry.
It's all right, batting works. It's
the cushioning, at any rate. When you've glued that down and you've put the material down, then you have to cut the material so that it will fit around the edging that you've given it, and just glue it back. Or actually, she used tape. She used electrical tape
on the underside.
Or duct tape, because the back of it isn't that important.
Now, how did she attach the fabric? Tell everybody what she used.
She used a duct tape.
And what else did she do? She did something else with it.
She used adhesive spray glue.
Yeah, you can buy all kinds of spray glue, my dear listeners, and that is one of the greatest ways to glue things, is just simply, in this case, we're taking this piece of cardboard, and incidentally, if you have a wide window, you may think, how am I going to take this little cardboard box and do this? Well, go to a bicycle shop, because, Kevin, when they bring in bicycles, those are in huge boxes. So if you think of a bedroom window and you want to put a valance above it, all you have to do is go to a bicycle shop and use a piece of the bicycle box, because they'll give you those boxes. They have to get rid of them.
Oh, yeah.
Cut it a little bit wider than the window. Put your brackets above the window. You know, you're going to fold it over so it'll hang down, and then you're going to make a curve or a flat surface on the end like Joey was talking about. Spray on the glue. Put on your batting so you have a little cushion to it. Spray some more on and put the fabric on, and then Joey had just said you could actually tape the fabric up under the underside so you wouldn't even see where it, you know, wraps around underneath. Now, what did she add on top, Joey? Because we're going to take a break here in just a minute.
Add on top.
At the bottom.
She said that you could add on some kind of, any kind of ribbon or banding that you can buy in fabric stores if you wanted to add some additional interest to it.
And where would you put that?
Pardon me?
Where would you put that?
Right along the edge at the bottom.
Which edge would that be?
On the back.
So that would be, as we look at the window and the valance, it would be at the bottom, right?
Right.
Of the front of the valance, and fringe is a great word. So most of our listeners know what fringe is. And so you can have fringe that has tassels or straight braid or whatever. And then how could you attach the fringe, Joey?
With a glue gun.
Awesome. We love those glue guns, don't we?
Yes, they're wonderful.
Aren't they?
Duct tape and glue guns are my favorite.
We love those. So between the spray can of adhesive, Kevin, and the glue gun and the masking tape or the duct tape is some of the greatest tape in the world. I think it probably holds our planet together in certain parts. All of a sudden, we have this valance that Joey has done a great job describing that we saw demonstrated at our convention. It was made out of cardboard. And it costs you next to nothing except for your fabric, which could be scrap fabric that you've already got. So, Joey, that was one of your favorite ideas, right?
It was fabulous because I'm not really good at windows, and every now and then you have to have something. Cover the ugly blinds or whatever.
Yeah, the top of some of these Levalar blinds is kind of ugly and plain, and that would be so great. And you could have it as deep as you want it, couldn't you? I mean, you could have a valance that's 6 inches deep or 12 inches deep, right?
Right, absolutely.
So you could have it come down depending on how big your window is. And if any of you listening say, you know, you both did a pretty good job of describing that, but I'm a little lost, you just email me because we'll have a template we'll be able to send you. And just go to stagetones.com and click email for Barb, and we'll get you that template. So it's really easy to do. Now, Joey, before we go to a break, I want you to tell everybody where your next class is for home staging. Where will you be teaching?
Well, my next class is June 25th and 26th in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? Then
the next one after that I want to tell everybody about because it's my first time teaching in San Diego. And that will be July 21st and 22nd.
So let's do the first one first. So Las Vegas, because a lot of people love to go to Las Vegas, is June 25th and 26th?
Yes.
Is that right? And then
yes.
The next one is going to be San Diego, which is the first time we've given our course down there. And that was July when?
21st and 22nd.
21st and 22nd. So any listeners listening that want those dates or you have friends there, or you want to go to Vegas and write off the trip, all you have to do is call that number, 800-392-7161.
Just remember, you can't write off your losings when you go to the casino.
That's right.
You can't?
Yeah, there you go. And Joey O'Donnell, it's such a joy having you a part of our StageHomes.com team. Kevin Joy is an accredited staging professional master as well, and also a certified trainer with StageHomes.com. So, Joey, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for asking me.
It's great to hear your voice.
And thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. It's great to have you here.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joey. Everybody stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We need our sponsors and commercials. We love them. They keep us on the air. So buy their products. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barbie, Barb Schwarz, and it's a real joy to have you with me today. I'm so excited because we had our convention last week, and I'll tell you, in the greater San Francisco area, we had people from Seattle and Portland and San Diego and Los Angeles and Toronto, Canada area, and New York and Chicago and Boston and Miami, all over the North American continent. And it was the home staging convention, and many people are listening to the internet as well as on the radios. And I treasure my hour with you. I really, really do. There's not enough words for me physically to tell you how much I look forward to my show with you each week. We have four special guests on today's show. Two we've heard from, and we have two more to go. And each of them has a great idea for you. Whether you are selling your property or you're moving into a new place, maybe you're going to a new apartment, maybe you're buying a new home, maybe it's brand new or a resale property, it's still new to you, and when you move in, you may say, I want some new ideas. How can I make this different? Or maybe you're living where you've lived for 10 years and you're tired of some of the things around you. What can you do to have a new, inexpensive, decorative idea? So it is my joy to interview and introduce to you Linnell Hartman, and she is from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, Linnell.
Hi, Barb.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Well, we're so glad to have you on the show. And Kevin, Linnell was on with us last week, too.
Yes, she was.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
I'm glad. I'm glad. And I'm glad you're down there with Barb. She needs somebody to keep her in line.
I know she does.
Yes, they have to keep me shaped up around here.
I'll tell you what.
Now, Linnell was at the convention, and she also was the speaker at the convention, one of the many great speakers that we had, Kevin. And so Linnell, as a participant, too, in our 3.5-day convention, what was the idea that you picked up that you now want to share with Kevin and Eric in the studio and myself and all of our listeners? What did you get really excited about?
Well, I had two favorites, and my utmost favorite was probably the simplest idea that I saw. The final result was it looked like a tile from a Scrabble game, and it had the letter in black block letters with the little number next to it. Just as in the game, each letter has a point value. And you can take those on a square of plywood or MDF, or whatever you might want to use, paint out the black background color, paint the letter on it, and create a saying or a word on a wall. And I just thought that was easy, simple, fun, bright, cheerful. I just thought it had so many uses.
Now, you could do those in all kinds of colors, couldn't you?
Sure you could, yeah.
I think what she was showing us, Kevin, were pieces of wood, and you decide how big you want your square of wood to be for each letter. Because you're going to put these on the wall. It could go above your bed. It could be in a child's room. You could have it in your family room or game room.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of buying expensive letters, you just take these pieces of plywood or any kind of wood. And you could probably use cardboard, too, couldn't you, Linnell?
Oh, you certainly could, because that would be lightweight and easy to hang on the wall. And
really could, or you could do what you shared, which was stretching artist canvas on a frame.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spray that, Kevin. So this wonderfully talented gal by the name of Linda Winchester, who we've already quoted once, and she'll be on the show sometime soon, she sprayed it with a silver paint that you can buy at hardware stores or art shops. And you can either hand paint it on with a little brush, a sponge brush, or you can actually spray it on. And I'm going to have Linnell in a minute tell us her favorite kind of paint that she gets at the art stores or the paint specialty stores. If you'll do that in a minute, Linnell, that would be great. And then you can, on top of that, once you have your base, what you're saying is then to paint a letter on it and put a series of these on the wall, and you've got, like, Scrabble on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were telling us about?
Yes. And what I really love is I can see that in a family room or a game room, place where the family gathers, and if they play games, it just adds a real warm, fun note to the space.
Now, what kind of paint do you like the best? Because I've seen some of your paints that you buy.
Well, my favorite paint is the Modern Masters Metallic Paints.
Now, and is that the brand?
That is a brand.
So Modern Masters with an S?
Mm-hmm, correct.
So for our listeners, just write down the word Modern and the word Masters, and that's the actual brand that you would ask for, and then take it from there.
Yes, and you can get those in specialty paint stores. And what I love about them is they have a real rich, warm look, and they come in about 22 different colors, so they can add a lot to painting woodwork or painting on canvas or any of the things that you already mentioned. But it's a wonderful paint and an easy application and not even very smelly at all.
Now, this was amazing, Kevin, because one night at 1 o'clock, you know, I'm always emailing and working late, and Linnell was staying with us, and I opened up the door to the garage, and she's down there on her hands and knees on the garage floor with her canvas and painting with this little sponge brush, and there was no smell at all out of this little jar, and that was not a spray can, was it?
No, it was not.
So they come in these little glass jars, but they're probably, what, 4 inches across?
Uh-huh. It was a little smaller than that. The small jar is about 2.5 inches across.
Oh, okay. It was a lid that just screws on and off, and
mm-hmm.
then you just stick your sponge brush or your paintbrush in there, and then what I noticed, it didn't leave any brush marks, so this pewter look or gold look or whatever, a lot of that's hard to get from the hardware store when you want that metallic look. And what are some of your favorite colors in their line? Because I know you have 3 or 4 that you really like.
Yes, my favorite is a smoke color.
It has a
bronze look to it. It's called Smoke, S-M-O-K-E.
Okay.
And then the next one is Warm Silver, which really has that rich, aged patina type of look to it.
Okay.
And then I also like English Brown. And that has a wood look with just a hint of gold running through it. It's
now,
really soft, and it doesn't shout at you like maybe an inexpensive metallic spray paint may do. It has a real depth.
Yeah, because some of those in the stores can look really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Kevin, let's say that your wife or you go to Goodwill or to some discount place or even, you know, to a garage sale, and you see this picture frame and you say, that's the size I need, but, boy, that thing looks horrible. And go ahead and buy it for 50 cents or a dollar. Take it home. And instead of let's not get the spray paint at the hardware store that looks fake. Instead, do what Linnell's talking about to get this brand called Modern Masters. And a lot of us love the look, but we didn't know where to get it. And so then you just paint that on, and you're going to have it look, this frame that you got at a garage sale is going to look like a very, very, very expensive frame. And it was all because of this brand and type of paint. Now, tell us, Linnell, what do you mean when you say a paint specialty store? What is that?
Well, I would say any paint store that sells either to contractors and the public, but they carry more than just one line of paint. They might carry wallpapers and specialty paints. So in my area, I'm in Minneapolis, but that would be like a Hirschfields or something like that, that is not a one-brand type of store.
So if I were to go to Benjamin Moore, for example, that's a one-brand kind of store. Would they have that?
I don't think they carry it, but I would always check. You can always call and ask.
Okay, and another place, wouldn't it be an art supply store?
Art supply stores, I haven't seen it there. They carry
okay.
craft paints and acrylic paints and oils. I have not seen it at the art supply store.
What about a hobby shop?
Because
they may
have
some stores like Joann's that I go to, or just different local areas. It's different in each town, and I've been to so many of our communities when I've been giving the programs, and they'll have silk flowers, they'll have picture frames, they have foam, they have styrofoam, and quilting and fabrics and all kinds of things. And then they'll have a special department where they've got the art brushes. And sometimes I found the specialty paints there, too.
Modern Masters also has a website. And started out, I think, in set decoration, so is how they created some of their wonderful paints.
Good. Well, we really appreciate you being on the show, and time is moving so quickly. Let's tell everybody where your next class is going to be.
My next class will be in Minneapolis, Minnesota on June 17th and 18th, and then I'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on June 25th and 26th.
So you have two classes coming up in June. The first one is going to be in Minneapolis, and the second one is going to be in Madison, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee.
I said Madison. I'm so sorry. So Milwaukee. And the place to find that, everyone, is to go to stagedhomes.com, and we'll get you the information about Linnell's class, or you can call the 800-392-7161, and we will email you out information or mail it to you. Linnell, thanks so much for being on the show again.
Oh, it was my treat.
It was so great having you. And so everyone stay tuned. We're going to take our last commercial break. Listen to our sponsor's ad. We need them to stay on the air. We love them. And coming up is my last guest, Christine Ray. And I saved her to last for one of the very special reasons that you'll hear about when we come back. She not only has an idea for you, but something spectacular happened at the convention that I want you to hear about. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and welcome back to Staging Life with Barb. This last week, we had our staging convention, the international one, right here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and many people from Seattle came down for the wonderful convention, which went from Wednesday evening until this last Saturday, and it is my joy to introduce my fourth guest of this hour. I'm so jazzed, Kevin. We have four dynamic women on today's show, in addition to Eric in the studio, you in the studio, and myself. And so our guest that I saved for last, her name is Christine Ray, and she's from St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, which is just outside of Toronto. Christine, are you there?
I am here, Barb.
Well, we're so glad to welcome you on the show. Are you excited?
I am thrilled.
You should be excited. I'm so excited to tell everybody what happened. But before that, because we have probably about 8 to 9 minutes before the end of the show, before I tell them what happened and before you make the announcement too, tell us what was your favorite idea that you picked up for decorating or staging out of the convention.
Barb, as you've already mentioned, there were so many of them, and I am not a crafty person at all. So I was thrilled to hear about the fabric panels that Linnell uses, using artist canvas, and she paints them either primary colors or metallic colors and then hangs them in series of threes or singly with a plant design in front of it.
Those were so beautiful. So, Kevin, this is a great idea to share with your wife at home, and she's probably listening or at work. And this is so cool because, you know, you'll go to an art store and they have certain canvases already framed for you. Do you know what I mean, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
So behind, are you sure?
Oh, yes, well, my wife paints all the time, yes.
Oh, okay. So. Okay, so either you take that framework, or you can make your own frame, and it doesn't have to be expensive. And what Christine said was really a hit. And you notice Linnell was just on as our guest, and she didn't toot her own horn. She left that for Christine to do, which I think was so cool. And so, as Christine just said, you could either get an artist canvas and just paint it a solid color, and put it behind an orchid or something, which gives depth to whatever you're putting it behind. Or, Christine, you were talking about putting different fabrics on the frame, and the fabric becomes the picture. Is that right?
That's another way of doing it. She always also used one panel that had been painted in a certain color and hung it in concert with a pedestal on the floor, and then a plant display was set in front of the panel. So maybe you're using black willow stalks or something like that, just to make something dramatic and easy in front of the panel.
It was so sharp. I use a lot of plant stands in my staging work, Kevin, and those can be out of, you know, a wicker or metal or wood, And you can buy a lot of plant stands at garage sales that people are tired of, or I've gotten them at Cost Plus, Pier 1, places like that. So let's say on this hall wall that you just put this plant stand in your hall, and then you put this pretty orchid, and yet if it's a white orchid, it can look pretty plain against the white wall. See what we mean, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So what Christine's talking about that Linnell did by putting this panel on the wall behind it, oh, my gosh, it was amazing. Wasn't it purple? Was that the color?
Mm-hmm.
And with that white orchid in front of it, that was one of her examples. She had the before and after of adding her panel that she made on the artist's framework. It was just night and day. It was just amazing. Now, tell everyone, Christine, about that larger one that I'm remembering that was kind of orange. And also how she said not to have ripples in the fabric. Can you tell us about that?
By stretching the fabric to making sure it's tight and staple gunning,
okay,
or hot gluing to the frame.
If you don't, you could have it sag in the middle, or if you've got a stripe you're using, if you don't get it straight, Kevin, you could have sags in your stripes. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I did.
And yes, I bet you did.
It was painful.
So she had a really good visual about that. Now, what do you think the largest one, Christine, was that she used?
I'm not sure which one you're referring to, Barb.
Well, just the thinking all the pictures that she had, how big, let me ask you, how big could this go? How big could you make one of these?
Well, I think that there's no size restriction,
right.
But for me, the versatility came from having them all three were the same size, and then you can use them in a variety of ways, either all three together or with a two, or as we just discussed, with a singularly. Even taking one and hanging it horizontally, perhaps in a guest room, as a headboard.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't have a full set.
Exactly. So you could have one for our listeners that could even be 4 feet by 4 feet, that was instead of a large painting you bought at the store, which could be very expensive. You could find a piece of fabric on sale at the fabric store. It could even be a tapestry.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody listening, just think about that. To take a big piece of tapestry that you love, it could be a scene. For example, some of these tapestries they sell, they're 54 inches wide. Well, if you got 54 inches square, I mean, that could cover up a huge, that could be a huge painting, only it's not a painting, it's a piece of fabric, in a large living room or family room. And then I love what Christine's talking about, too, to do three long ones that are all the same width and all the same height, but they're much narrower. Maybe they're 12 inches across, each one of them, or 18 inches across. Maybe they're 12 inches high, or maybe they're 36 inches high. So if you take one of your wife's canvases, Kevin, and you have 36 inches in length, and you did 18 inches wide, and as Christine suggested, you put three of those in a row with a little bit of wall showing between the three, all of a sudden, boy, you'd have a really dramatic headboard or grouping in a hallway. That was a dynamic idea. That was just, I love that idea. And it's inexpensive, isn't it, Christine?
Well, it's inexpensive, and there's no limit to it, too, Barb, because if you are creative, you could wind string onto that fabric or put, little metal discs, washers, that kind of thing, before you paint it so you have, like, a 3D effect.
Exactly.
And create your own art.
Exactly.
Do metallic paint.
And I love the fact all of these ideas are very, very inexpensive. Barb, I need to tell you, and just like they do on CNN, you got about a minute and a half left.
Well, there we go. Now, it is my joy, as I did on Saturday night, to tell you that Miss Christine Ray from St. Catharines, Canada, has won the Barb Schwarz Staging Excellence Award of the Year. And I'm very honored this is named after me. And I want to tell Christine and front of all of our listeners' ears, and with you hearing too, that she has won this prestigious award for the world. She is now known as the top stager in the world.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Kevin.
And
it's
we
an
are
honor.
So proud of you, Christine. You have done such great work. You continue to do that. Your contributions have been selfless. She believes in the cause, Kevin, so much. And this award is voted on not by me. I get to cast one vote. It's all the peers that were there at the convention. And so congratulations to Christine, and now she needs to get it across the border.
Yeah.
She has
that
a beautiful
so
statue of marble that we had engraved with her name and this gorgeous, really, really, we feel, award that she has been given. And so we are very, very honored to have you on the show, Christine.
Thank you, Barb.
Congratulations, Christine. And, Barb, we've got about 20 seconds.
20 seconds. Well, I want to thank all of you for listening, because without you, we're not on the air. You're the most important of all. And so all of you in your day-to-day as well as the rest of the week, I look forward to talking with you next week. And remember, today we said, I control my life with the decisions that I make. So keep making those positive choice decisions, because that's how our life will look, very positive as we make those choices. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you to all my guests. Thank you, Eric. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you next Monday at 2 o'clock, Staging Life with Barb. This is Barb Schwartz. Goodbye.
And we'll see you tomorrow right here on Positive Choice Talk Radio. Take care.